Thank you. But down in the southwest of Ireland, they have a different type of music. I mean, it's more or less the same idea, like, it just sounds a bit different. In most of the country, they play reels and jigs, but down in the southwest, they play polkas and slides instead. So I'm going to play three polkas now, but none of them come from down there. The first one used to be a reel called Charlie Harris's Reel. It was written by a fella called Charlie Harris. That's why I suppose it was called Charlie Harris's Reel. But I met Charlie this summer, and I told him that his reel had become a polka. And I hoped he didn't mind. And he said, "Oh, not at all." So, good. That made things very easy. Could have been embarrassing otherwise. The second polka comes from Finland, and the third one was written by a friend of mine called Mick Henley, who lives in Limerick, or used to live in Limerick. He's living in Dublin now. He's a great singer and songwriter. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much. Well, I'm going to try singing a song. It's a song about a place called Mullingar, which is famous for almost nothing. I remember there was a music festival there about 1967, which was the worst festival I was ever at. And it got a set of traffic lights about 1964, I suppose. Or maybe it was 74, can't remember, but you know, that was quite an event. All the local townspeople, and even people from outside came into town and all stood around watching the cars stopping and starting up again. And the lights changing colour and stuff. So, as you can gather, I don't think a lot of the place, you know, it's not my favourite place at all. But the guy who wrote this song had a much different opinion. He had an awful lot to say about it. And just to show you how broad-minded I am, I'll let his opinion speak louder than mine. Something I very seldom do. You may strain your muscles to speak of Brussels, of Paris, London, or Timbuktu, Constantinople, or Sebastopol, Vienna, Naples, or Tongatabu, of Copenhagen, Madrid, Kilbeggan, or the capital of the Russian Tsar. But they're all inferior to the vast superior and gorgeous city of Mullingar. This great metropolis, so fair and populous, adorns the regions of sweet Westmeath, that fertile county which nature's bounty has richly gifted with bog and heath. Them scenes so charming, with snipes a-swarming, attract the sportsmen from near and far. And he who wishes can catch fine fishes in deep Loch Owel near Mullingar. I'd stray forever by Brustner's River and watch the waters at their sparkling fall, with gander swimming and lightly skimming on the crystal bosom of the Royal Canal. Or on Thursday's wander amid pigs so tender, with geese and turkeys on every car, exchanging pleasantry with the damn fine peasantry that throngs the market in Mullingar. Ye nine inspire me, and rapture fires me to sing the buildings both old and new, the majestic courthouse and the spacious workhouse, the church and steeple which adorn the view. There's a barracks airy for the military, where the brave repose from the toils of war. Five schools, a nunnery, and a thriving tannery in the gorgeous city of Mullingar. Now hold it. The railway station, with admiration, I next must mention in terms of praise, where trains are rolling and engines howling strike each beholder with wild amaze. And then there's Main Street, that broad and clean street, with rows of gas lamps that shine afar. I could speak a lecture on the architecture of the gorgeous city of Mullingar. The men of genius contemporaneous approach spontaneous this favoured spot, where good society and great variety of entertainment is still their lot, where the neighbouring quality for hospitality and conviviality unequalled are, And from December until November, there's still diversion in Mullingar. Now, in conclusion, I make allusion to the beauteous females that here abound. Celestial creatures with heavenly features and tapered ankles that skim the ground. But it suspends me, the theme transcends me. My muse's powers are too weak by far. It would take Catullus, likewise Tibullus, to sing the praises of Mullingar. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to ask another friend to come up and give me a hand now, Mr. Paul Reisler. Going to play two hornpipes. The first one is called Caislean an Ór, which means the golden castle. And the second one I learned from a fellow called Bobby Casey. And I know it as Bobby Casey's hornpipe. I worked that title out all on my own. Thanks so much. You know, I just thought, I've known Paul for quite a while, but I really think this is the first time we've ever played together. That's true, like, you know. Good night. Thanks very much. And thanks to Paul and thanks to all you people. See you again. Thanks a lot.